Hello, it's Wednesday, June the 17th, and maybe today or tomorrow, I think we will have some word for you about the plan to return to worship and what that looks like. And you'll be receiving that by email and other ways, but we will be communicating with you very, very shortly. I can't wait to see you back in the church again and to have some kind of normalcy from this very strange season that we've been passing through. Now, we're looking at the Psalms, and this morning we're in Psalm 12, and Psalm 12 is a little bit like the previous Psalm, Psalm 11, and the psalmist, David, finding himself in circumstances that are difficult and complicated, and as though the world has been turned upside down. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of men. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. And it appears as though David is living in an era when faith has declined, when godliness seems to have gone and disappeared. And verse 2, everyone utters lies to his neighbor. The power of propaganda. Everyone is speaking, but they're speaking lies. And it's often true, isn't it, that we don't know sometimes who to trust. You read one thing one day and another thing another day. It's been true about this pandemic, and it's been true about the whole world of politics, that we don't know sometimes who to trust. And the only person that we can trust is the Lord himself. It's our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the God-man, the one who speaks truth. Verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words. It's the difference between reading a newspaper or reading an opinion column and turning to the scriptures and reading the Bible. One is often full of lies and deceit and treachery, but the Bible is God's word. He inspired it. He breathed it out. Holy men of old wrote as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit, and all scripture is the product of God's outbreathing and is profitable for making us godly, profitable to make us into true disciples. Well, this is Psalm 12. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. Well, read some scripture today, and the Lord bless you.